Tonglen for others. So maybe we can begin this practice by remembering our intention. Our intention to cultivate compassion. And then pausing to reflect on our motivation for our practice. So we may already feel that we've made a connection with what a compassionate motivation may be. Just spending a moment with that. Perhaps our compassionate motivation is something about our wish to reach our full potential and to be able to share that potential for the benefit of others in this world. So letting this compassionate motivation settle in our heart. And then moving into the process of settling, grounding, and resting. So, beginning by finding the rhythm of our breath. Noticing each in-breath and out-breath. Maybe just having a feeling of slowing down. Maybe letting our breath open out, become deeper and wider. But without forcibly changing anything. And if we wish to, we can count to 3 or 4 on the in-breath and 3 or 4 on the out-breath. So just finding our own rhythm, experimenting with the rhythm of breath until we notice that there's a soothing quality within the breath. We can change the length of our breath, the depth of our breath. And just see if we can find a soothing rhythm of breathing. And you'll see that our thoughts will keep on arising and passing. So you just allow that to be as it is. Nothing wrong. And with a kindness in our attitude, we just remain as much as we can with our breath and with the counting. Then releasing the counting and just letting our breathing settle into an easy rhythm of its own. And perhaps we can become aware of the out-breath. So with each release of breath, feeling as if we can land into the body. So landing, grounding. Letting go of involvement with thinking. So coming into an awareness of the rich variety of sensations that compose our experience of our body in this moment. Areas where our body is in contact with the cushions or the chair. Sensations like warmth or cold, tension, pain. Just allowing these different experiences that show themselves in a physical way. We might notice that there's a lot going on in the body. Maybe we're aware of the organs doing their work. There are subtle sensations, perhaps, sensations of movement or contraction or restlessness, emotional sensations. Just giving our awareness to all of these and letting them all have their place in us. Becoming aware that our mind is supported by the body, and really letting our mind come to rest in this body, just as the body is also resting held by the earth. So really letting our body be supported. And then for a moment, just letting our mind be free. Full permission to rest completely, unconditionally. Nothing to do, no demands, no agendas, no need to analyze, no need to comment, just simply being for a moment. So now, beginning our practice of Tonglen for others. So imagining in front of us someone in your life who you know to be suffering at the moment. Just see if you can get a feel for this person being in front of you, either in a visualized picture or just sensing that that person is there. And this may also be a being, it could be an animal. Just seeing if we can allow ourselves to feel connected with this being in front, aware of all their difficulties. Opening our heart a little to where they're at. And just feel within yourself the natural response to being aware of the suffering of this other person. Often we'll notice there's a natural wish for this person to be relieved of their suffering. If this isn't present, then that's also okay. Just being aware of whatever is there and letting it be. So we're going to begin the process of taking and sending. The word Tonglen means taking and sending. It's a Tibetan word. So first of all, just coming back to our compassionate motivation and feeling a sense of the resource of compassion that we hold in our heart. So there may be a way that for you is already available, a way to make contact with this heart resource. If you know how to do that, then feel free to use your own way. It may just be about putting our awareness in the heart center. Maybe that we feel a compassionate colour could reside there. Maybe a deity of some kind, whether it's Jesus or a Buddhist deity. Whatever feels right for you, just to know that there is that resource of limitless compassion in our heart. So with a confidence in that limitless compassion, or at least a sense that it's worth experimenting from this place, seeing how it is to gently, on the in-breath, breathe in the suffering of the being in front. And as we breathe it in, it touches our compassionate heart and is immediately transformed into healing, love, wisdom, kindness, joy, peace, whatever qualities feel right. So it may be easier to do this on every third or fourth breath rather than on every breath. So we're aware of our compassionate heart. We're aware of the being in front. And then we breathe in the suffering of the being in front. Let it touch our heart, where it's immediately transformed into radiant qualities, compassion, wisdom, strength. And these we send towards the one in front with the wish that they are happy and that they don't continue to suffer. So for some people, it may be easier to do this as a visualization using color or light. It might be worth experimenting with that for you. So on the in-breath, breathing in the suffering of the one in front as a dark smoke, like a mist, letting it touch the heart, where it's transformed completely into light of whatever color feels right for you. And this light beams back towards the one in front. Sometimes it can feel like Tonglen is hard work. So if you're noticing that, then just let the process happen in a very gentle way with a light touch. We've set it up now so we can just relax. Almost as if we have a confidence that it's already happening. So breathing in the suffering and the pain of the one in front on the in-breath. Breathing it into our heart, knowing that it will never get stuck because the power of the compassionate heart is such that the suffering will not survive there. The dark smoke will immediately transform into light. And as we breathe out, breathing out the qualities of love and joy and happiness, healing. And imagining that the one in front really receives all these qualities and becomes completely filled to the brim with the light of these qualities. As we go through this process, just noticing if we experience any challenges or shut down in any way, knowing that these responses are part of our journey and always have an important role. We can just observe what's happening with a compassionate presence. If possible, come back to our intention to practice Tonglen. And as we become more familiar with this practice, and as the practice becomes stronger and more confident, we might gradually begin to imagine others in front. So, colleagues, parents, children, friends, associates, patients, even strangers. So, we have a crowd of people in front and we're breathing in their suffering, breathing out the wonderful qualities of love and compassion, joy, warmth, wisdom. And then eventually, perhaps we can just flash on the possibility of breathing in the suffering of all beings everywhere. Multitudes of beings. And breathing out from our limitless, compassionate heart the qualities of love and compassion and wisdom towards all beings. Throughout space and time. And just spend a few moments practicing Tonglen in this way. Noticing how the body feels with the practice. Remaining grounded, letting the taking and sending process move through the body without getting stuck. Riding the breath. So dedicating our practice to the benefit of both ourselves and of others, in the hope that compassion may take root in our lives and spread in widening circles.